December 29th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. Just reflecting on an article from App Advice today. The headline is, "The Era of Hardware Revolution Has Come and Gone." And I'll put the link to the article with this. There's a graphic with an iPad shoved in the dirt with a decaying skull next to it. But the premise, this is written by A.T. Faust III. And the premise is that, you know, we're going to see tweaking with what we have now, but that there's not really going to be anything new for quite a while. In other words, an iPhone is an iPhone is an iPhone. It's not going to get drastically different. It'll just be tweaked. We've seen this with the iPad. And he also reflects a little bit on Steve Jobs' departure from the scene. So it's an interesting read, and it's got me thinking, you know, things are going to change definitely internally, and he talks about that, you know, and references Moore's Law. You know, what will be that next big thing, or are we just going to have what we have for a while? And he talks about things that are in progress but are, you know, not readily available to other people, such as 3D glasses or HUD-based glasses or things like that. I mean, he's got some examples there. But it's an interesting read, and, you know, part of me kind of agrees that that's probably true. I mean, you know, for a while now, everybody's just been copying, not trying to refine what we have. We're definitely moving to tablets and cell phones, and what else would be that, you know, on that level that we don't have yet or haven't improved. I mean, we've had phones, we've had computers. There's been an improvement of making them smaller and change in mindset of how we're using the technology. We want things on the go. Tablets are definitely going to become more pronounced. So very interesting. And again, you know, I think this will be the year of the e-reader. Personally, I think I've said that before, but I'll be excited to get back to school and see how many students got e-readers or their parents due to the price decreases. And again, that's not anything new, really. That's an old kind of approach that is just now starting to take, you know, become popular and affordable for everybody. And certainly I am completely enjoying my e-reader and have pretty much crossed over to the point where I prefer it over having a book, which is not what I anticipated. I thought it would be sort of half and half. Maybe it'll change back. Anyway, interesting article, just reflecting on that.